The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. If you're still listening after our last episode with Chad Prather, and that one didn't completely deter you from fucking hanging out with me and having a good time, this one's probably going to. I have the cringiest person you've ever met on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, and I love her. I think the world of her. But when the word cringy was conceived or whatever and wrote in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bitch right there next to it. And it's Miss Brianna. What's up, bitch?
You cannot be serious right now.
You're cringy, but it's you're like an adorable cringy. Like if a kitten had autism, that's how cute you are.
Compared to you, I am quite literally the least cringiest person on the internet.
No. I'm not cringy.
Absolutely.
At all. There's no,
no you
one,
absolutely are.
No, the only person that's ever called me cringy is my daughter. No one else calls me cringy.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, okay. If you think that Gracie is just so spot on, let's remember what she said about you, Quagmire, before you ever even like opened your fucking mouth.
She's only mean to people that she loves.
Yeah,
if she's not mean to you, then that means that you've got a problem.
Yeah, she gets that fair. We don't know how to be nice.
No, you don't. It's a love language.
Yeah, we don't like. We're not boring people whatsoever. We did a stupid fucking video yesterday, and like I hate doing anything now, so I let her find shit that she'll be like, "Oh, this is funny," and like when I look back at it, the way that she says "bitch" in this video, I called her after I noticed it after she'd already left the house, and I was like, "This is not the first time you've said this," and she's like, "I promise it is." I was like, "No, Gracie, this is not you." Have definitely said bitch before. You were so proud when you said it.
And how old is she again?
She'll be 13 this year.
Yeah, that girl. She's built like she's about, you know. You've said it before, like she's a whole softball player.
Oh yeah.
Her attitude just goes hand in hand with it. You've got your hands full in that girl.
I really don't think I do. I think me and her. I think me and her will have some arguments, but I think she's gonna be cool.
I'm meaning from the standpoint of people calling you saying, "Well, Gracie, you know, she got into some shit again."
Oh yeah, she's gonna hurt some feelings and get in trouble.
She's going to. I don't think you'll have to worry about having her coming home getting her heart broken. I think that you're gonna have to be worried about boys' mamas calling you.
I don't know. She's tenderhearted. Me and her have that same trait to where we're extremely tenderhearted, but we don't act like it. Like it's not. I think it's kind of our defense mechanism, us being such assholes. But like you know as good as anybody. Like if you get close to me, I'm not like that. Like I put up a hard wall because I want all the weak ass people to leave me the fuck alone and all the sensitive and shallow people to leave me the fuck alone. I want you to have depth if you're around me. And I think Gracie has that trait without us ever even discussing it.
Yeah, it's because she's grown up and seen you like that. And I mean, I'm the same way when it comes to people. And I've made a video before where it's like, what do you mean you didn't understand that I liked you? Like, I roasted you 5 times. How did you not understand that I liked you? And I think that's just like, one, I think it's a defense mechanism. But two, I think it's like, if you can handle that, then you can handle me at any point.
I do it in such a way. I take it too far sometimes. Like
No shit.
I do to
You
where
are so mean to me. You call me
no.
all the names, but you are the only person in my life that can call me the crudest names, and I don't get offended by it.
Yeah, we I mean, but it's just like this. You have to be around me. There's a girl in Nashville who's doing the show next time I'm up there, and we ran into each other a couple months ago. This girl hated me. I'm talking about, and she's a musician. She doesn't really do all the social media shit or whatever. She had heard something I had said on the show before, and she was like, I thought you were the biggest piece of shit I have ever, whatever, like ever heard. And then she has a buddy that I'm really good friends with that I think the fucking world of. And this girl told the other girl, like, hey, you just got to get around him. He's not like that at all. Like he's good at what he does, and he takes it a little far sometimes, but like he means no harm. He just assumes that you know he's fucking with you. And there's not a lot of people to get that I'm just fucking with them.
It's true. And if you get around you with people that you love, like if you get around you with your inner circle and you see how you really are, it's just, you've got like your, it's just weird because like you got your work personality, which is like you're not fake, but it's just, I don't know how to describe it.
Well,
You know, it's like,
when a camera's on or a microphone is on, I have to be on. I've
yes.
got to be witty. I can't sit
Yes.
there and worry about your feelings. I have
Yes.
to be the me turned up to 10. And there's a lot
That's
of
what it
time,
is.
and there's a lot of times now, like when I'm in public, it's not nobody's bothering me anyway. Like nobody's coming up saying, "Hey, I want to talk to you. Can I get a picture?" Like I'm not that person. But like I think I give off this vibe that where it's like, hey, when I'm with my friends, I just want to hang out. And I'm not going to sit there and like just crave attention or try to be the star or whatever. I like to be in the shadows when I don't want anybody to fucking, and not even talking about the show or social media or whatever. I just don't like talking to people. Like when I talk to people on this show, that's enough for me. Like today, interacting with you, that's all the interaction I will need fucking all day. Like I won't want to see another person's face today and speak to them.
I have a very low social battery, and I use that whenever I go to the gym, and that is it. Other than that, I go to the gym, I go do my TikTok stuff, and then I am done for the day. And I don't know if it's like I give off this, I hate the word vibe or whatever, but like I'll go to the gym or go to the store, and then I'll get messages saying, hey, I saw you out and about, but I didn't want to say anything because you looked like you were just like, didn't want to be approached. And I'm just like, well, I'm the most just, I don't know. I'm not a mean person by any
You
means,
got a look.
but
You got a
I
look to
do
you.
have a look. I really do. And like this girl today at the gym, she started talking to me because I was talking to a mutual friend of ours. And she's like, I've noticed you for like a few months, but I just didn't want to say anything because I just didn't want, you know, you just looked like you kind of wanted to be in your own space. And I didn't want to bother you. And so, but I am the most approachable I feel like I'm the most approachable person, but I don't, is that, see, like I had this conversation with my brother. I told him, I said, men don't approach me. They just don't. And
I
he
don't
said,
think men
because you
approach
have this
you.
look.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think that if, 'cause you're pretty well known now, like, and you're cringy, so that's probably kind of it. I'm just fucking with you. Like you're well known enough to where I wouldn't be intimidated to walk up to you in a bar or walk up to you and say something, but I could see how a lot of men would. Like, because a lot of people probably don't just realize the shit that you post on social media. It's your job now. Like, it's your career. And, like, a lot of people, I know before I started dating the girl I'm dating now, that before with women, that was always an issue with me, is they would want to have a good time, but they wouldn't want to hang around because they wouldn't want to be part of social media.
Right.
Like, a lot of people don't like that shit.
No, and I totally get it. And that's I had this conversation with another creator the other day, and he, rightfully so, he just said, you know, I hope you understand, you know, conversations are private. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. It's called a personal life.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I just didn't know. And I'm like, no, here's the thing. I said, when I first started out, and I made a post about this the other day, is when I first started out, nobody knew that TikTok in 2020 was going to turn into what it was, that people could actually make careers out of it.
Yeah.
And I overshared to a point that it, God, did I overshare. And it was because I was seeking some sort of validation. I was newly divorced. I didn't know what I was doing in my life. Yeah. I was seeking some sort of validation from strangers on the internet. And I'm, you know, I mean, I'll be woman enough to say that I was. And
we've all done it, though. I mean, it's not nothing any of us has done.
Right. And anybody, even if you don't post stuff online to seek validation, you have done something in your life to seek validation from people.
Oh, yeah.
You have. And people that think that they haven't, then they need to get a reality check. But now that this is an actual career, I separate personal and this so far. Yeah. It is not even funny. So when people take what I post as she's actually going through this, it is either I have gone through it, or it is somebody that I know is going through it, or I just simply, majority, 9 times out of 10, if not majority, it's relatable.
Yeah.
Simple. It is just relatable ass content. Like, I posted this one video the other day that has men up their own asses.
What did it say?
Oh my God. And it was purely just a joke of, why is it that men say that y'all are attracted to, oh, I don't know, you know, dark haired, thick women, but then you end up with not that kind of woman. And
well,
then they're like,
y'all are difficult to deal with, for one. Like, it's not an easy fucking task. I'll tell you.
Right. But no,
the
but
faint
I'm
of heart,
like,
do not need to apply.
It was just purely a joke. Like, one, I knew that I know how to work social media.
Yeah.
Because I knew women could relate to it.
Yeah.
I knew it because I've been in that situation before multiple times where a guy's like, oh, I love a woman who's got some curves to her. But then, you know, no hate to the woman that he ends up with, but she's a lot skinnier than me.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, well, wait a minute. You said that you love a woman with curves, but then you got a size 00. What? I don't understand. And I know that majority of the time it has nothing to do with how she looks. It's that she brought him peace.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know the answer to the question that I asked. It was purely just to get conversation going in the comment section. But
well,
these men got out of hand.
Yeah. Well, I have found out more and more the people I deal with, and it's the artists. It's men. I already don't like fucking men. They don't like me. I guess unless you're a fucking Chad Prather like we had on last night, unless you're somebody like him, you're not going to like me.
No.
I don't know why men feel the way they do about me, but I know why I feel the way I do about them. And it's I don't like people putting their insecurities on somebody else. And I don't like every guy making a fucking molehill into a mountain over something that doesn't have to just because of those insecurities. With the thing with women, look, I'll be the first one to tell you, I've always liked a thick bitch. It's always been my thing. And Shelby ain't the thickest person. She's a little bit smaller, but it's literally you dark haired thick bitches. Mm-hmm. Y'all are hard to deal with. You're a pain in the fucking ass. Then you meet somebody who's not a pain in the fucking ass.
Right.
And you're like, oh, this is peace. This is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, but those other guys, the majority of them hadn't met the person that they're fucking, they're probably single. And they're still like, you just don't know what it's like to deal with these bitches. Mm-hmm. Like, but they don't know how to say it in a way without sounding like a prick.
And the thing is like a lot of the men in the comment section, one, I'm 35 years old. I have been in relationships. I knew the answer to the question I was asking. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it was just to get women to like know that, hey, look, like I've been in that situation before, to be relatable, because a part of being in this industry is to, one, be entertaining and be relatable. The two key factors that you to maintain to in order to stay on top. Or at least just stay consistent. And then put all these men and but also like I've learned to not take things personal. Whenever somebody comments something ugly, it's just like, okay, well, you're just not healed. I'm sorry that somebody hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, well, move on.
I'm glad you're finally like that. Like I like the version of you that I've known the past 6 months way better than the original person. Just for the simple fact, like, I feel like you finally have got it.
Yeah.
Like it's, you don't pay attention to the negativity. You don't know whether they're going through some shit and they're just using you as an outlet, or if they're just a miserable fucking cunt and they're still using you as a fucking outlet. And with you, you've posted so much shit that is relatable and honest to you that it strikes a nerve with other people because they've been through it and they don't have the outlook you have on it now. Like with me, I have this shit happen on the show all the time to where I'll say something and somebody will take it the wrong way. And I've done got it to where I'm so good at it to where I don't care if you take it the fucking wrong way.
That's right.
I meant it the way that I fucking meant it. And if you have a problem with it, that's a you problem. I'm not spending my whole fucking day explaining to you why I feel the way I feel when I'm not asking you to explain why you feel the way you do.
Yep, somebody's unhealed triggers are not my responsibility.
Yeah,
it's just not. It's just not. And I used to take a lot, if not everything, to heart whenever somebody would post something. Everything, because I'd never done this before, and it's not normal to do what I do. It's just not to put yourself out there and to receive from people on the internet. Like, can you imagine being grown as shit, paying taxes and paying bills and oh my God, I can't believe that she looks so ugly. That's not normal. First of all, that's a mental disorder.
Don't do that voice. You did that in voice memo a while ago. Like, I mean this in the nicest fucking way. It sounds like you're gobbling cock, but in the worst way possible. It sounds like the worst way possible. It sounds like you're sucking dick and trying to have a conversation at the same time. It is horrible.
Oh my God.
It's not funny at all.
I know, but to me it's funny, so I'm gonna keep doing it.
Well, do what you want to do, gobbler.
So to me, it doesn't bother me when people attack me, especially when it just doesn't, because one, they're strangers on the internet that like they don't know me and they would never say it to your face. But what does bother me is when they take it to the next level and they start taking it to real life.
Yeah.
And they start attacking people that are in my life.
Yeah.
But like there are people like you that you're like, okay, and say it again, please. Like, you know, when you and I hung out that one time and then I tagged you and then you posted that video and then you thought it was hilarious. But there are very few people like you in this world that truly don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But there are people that just, it's not normal to be attacked that way by strangers on the internet. And I don't want people to think that it is normal, because it's not. But that's when it starts to like hurt, is because people,
it only hurts if you allow it to hurt. You have to allow them to get to you. See, it's not that I really don't give a shit about anybody's opinion but my own and the people that I really value. But at the same time, I know that this person doesn't know me. They don't know why I've said what I've said. They don't know why I do what I do. They don't know what I've done in my life to get to where I'm at. They don't know any of the pages of my book except that one little fucking page that they're reading right there. And if you're going to judge me by one page in my book and you're going to comment by one fucking paragraph on one page in my book, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, it's not even one paragraph. It's one sentence that they took And then it's just so, it's so funny to me that people will take something that they heard from somebody, somebody, somebody that happened however many, whatever
yes,
ago.
ma'am.
And it's just like, you know what? I am so glad that you have never done something in your life that you are, that you wish you would have done differently, or that you wish you never would have, or people act like they've never been lied to about a situation
Yeah.
before, you know? And it's like, I'm so glad that your life has been perfect up, you know, your entire life. I'm so glad.
Well, my thing is, and like, I don't battle with it anymore. I had to come to grips with it. And it really hit me the other day when me and Gracie were having a conversation. But like, I strive to understand things that I don't understand. I want to be put in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable conversations until I at least have a grasp on it. Maybe I'll never like it, but at least I can be comfortable having a better understanding of it. And if you're a Christian, Christians just literally are supposed to be Christ-like. That bracelet you wear on your wrist or whatever, the what would Jesus do? I'm supposed to treat others how I want to be treated, and I'm supposed to show grace to everyone because it's been shown to me. A lot of these people on the internet will be the first one to throw up a Bible verse. They'll be the first ones to throw up whatever. But then they forget you're supposed to show grace.
Yeah.
Like, even if I don't like, and there's been shit that you've posted and I've messaged you. There's the other day you posted something about Joe Diffie. And like, if you don't know, if you didn't grow up listening to Joe Diffie, then don't holler at me or whatever the fuck you said. And I was thinking to myself, this bitch knows three Joe Diffie songs. If that, she doesn't know the good ones, but she's going to.
I said, if she's too young, what did I say? It was a caption.
Yeah.
If she's too young, if she doesn't know who Joe Diffie is, she's too young for you, brother.
Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, bitch, you don't know Joe Diffie. Like, but instead of me just being an asshole, I was like, you know what? It's funny. Like, it's funny that she doesn't know a Joe Diffie song, besides for one. And I just, it's showing grace. It's realizing that just because you post something or somebody else posts something, that even if I think it's stupid or I know to not be true or whatever, however you want to fucking look at it, there's no sense in making a fucking mountain out of a molehill. There's no sense in even commenting on it.
And then you got to ask yourself, why do you feel that you would have to make any kind of negative comment about something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've come to the terms of, I will never understand. And I'm so glad that I will never understand these people that make it a hobby to tear down other people on the internet, because then that would mean that I understand it, and I don't want to understand it. But I get the psychological aspect of it. It's because thieves don't rob empty houses. And there's something, whenever somebody has something that you want, they're going to try and go after it. And whenever I have been trolled or made fun of or called out on the internet, that person always, same dog, different bark every single time. They're struggling with depression. They're struggling with mental health. They're struggling with physical health. They're struggling with something, or they're not happy in their marriage. They're not happy in their relationship. Something in their life they are not happy with. It is like that book. What is it? Like the Learn to Not Give a Fuck, or it's like the
Art of Not Giving
cover.
A Fuck.
Art. Yes. Thank you. And he has this comparison, this old lady at the grocery store. She's like 80 something years old, and she's going through the checkout line, and she's got this 50 cent off coupon, and it's an expired coupon, and it's not going to work. And she is just pissed off as all get out. It's just 50 cents off of like $100 and something order.
Yeah.
Not going to make that big of a difference, but she is madder than hell. But that is the only thing in her life that she has to give a fuck about.
Yeah.
That's it. That's why it matters so much to her. Yeah. So to these people, I am that 50 cent coupon, because I am the only thing in their life that they have to give a fuck about.
What? And
you know, it's true. And I'm not meaning
you
just
set,
me.
You know what? That was such a good metaphor. You set the 50 cent coupon up on a tee for me. I'm not even going to swing.
Do it.
No, that's good. That's good.
Just do it. Just do it. No, but I'm meaning like, and I'm not meaning just me. I mean, just like any other person in their life that they just go after for no damn reason. You're like, really, this is the one life that you have, and you're choosing to be ugly about a stranger on the internet.
Yeah,
this is what you're choosing to do with your life.
People are
It's weird energy. It really is. It's weird.
People are always going to attack what they don't understand.
Right.
And there's no way, unless they've walked a mile in your shoes, unless they've lived your life, they're never going to understand you. They're never going to understand the majority of the people on social media. Mm-hmm. So they just don't get it. They just don't get it. And then I'm not going to say it scares them, but they just don't understand it to the point to where it makes them uncomfortable. And
well, it does. Yeah, it absolutely does make them uncomfortable. And I made this post on my story last night, and I found this post that somebody made, and it says, is she really cringy, or is she just doing something that you're scared to do?
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, yes,
no,
I made posts
cringy.
Stuff that, no, well, you're cringier than I am, but anyways. So.
What about that? I've been seeing them crop tops you've been wearing, girl. You be letting them girls out lately now.
Because I have been busting my ass in the gym. So,
you
yes,
look good.
Let
you
me.
Look good. I'll give you that.
Let me wear them crop tops in my mid-30s because I finally have abs. So let me do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's just like all these people are like, oh my God, she's so cringe. Well, am I cringe or am I just doing what you're uncomfortable and scared to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
that, they just don't get it, dude. They're never going to. And I've had these conversations till I was blue in the face with people. And when you realize, like, there's no sense in trying to talk to them. There's no sense in trying to change their mind. You literally,
they don't get it.
You can't block them, because then they want to be like, oh, they blocked me. They're scared to talk to me or whatever. And that's just,
I don't give a fuck. My block hand is heavy.
Yeah,
I will block them.
Yeah. It's like, you realize that if you and me were to actually sit down and have a conversation, you're going to either walk away understanding me, or you're going to dislike me so much that you never want to speak to me or whatever again. And that is where the internet has just fucked all of us. That's where TikTok, Instagram, everything has fucked all of us, to where you don't know how to have a conversation with people in public anymore.
Mm-mm.
If there's a disagreement, I tried recently in Nashville to have a conversation with somebody that, I mean, this has been months ago, that I don't necessarily get along with anymore. I don't have any malice or hate for this person or whatever, but the way I was raised, if I have a problem with you, I'm not taking it to the fucking TikTok. Like,
no.
We're going to talk man to man. And like, I'm not condoning violence, anyone, when I say this, but sometimes violence is the only fucking thing that teaches a lesson. And it's either, hey, we either can talk and come to a mutual agreement, or if we get heated, let's fucking duke it out, pick one of each other up off the concrete, and fucking move on with our lives and at least have a mutual respect. Everything that the internet has done has just made people where they value their opinions more than yours. They think point of view doesn't exist anymore. They think that their opinion is always fucking right, regardless of what it is. And that's not the fucking case at all. People don't know the difference. And me and Chad talked about this last night. People don't know the difference between equality and supremacy. And it's where all these people say, oh, I just want to be treated equal. I want to be whatever. No, you don't. You want to be treated special. And if you want to be treated special, you want to be superior to me. I'm not out there literally shoving my views down anybody's fucking throats. If you want to listen to me, you have to come to the show and listen to me. Otherwise, I'm not shoving shit down your throat. And there's too many people that just don't understand that concept. You can be passionate about what you believe in, but the second you start trying to push your agenda on somebody else, or start in your videos or whatever, to where people are commenting trying to change you, you didn't ask them to change. You're just making a fucking statement or posting whatever you think is funny, passionate about, or whatever. And they don't know the fucking difference.
Right. That's why I think it's so funny whenever I post something voicing my opinion and somebody comes to my page and leaves a comment and they're like, well, you this and you that. I'm like, first of all, listen here, Thor. Okay. You came to my page I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm stating my opinion.
Yeah.
And this, that, and the other. Well, because you don't want to actually have a conversation. What makes you say that? Well, because you're this and you're right leaning and you're this and you're that. Well, first of all, you don't know jack all about who I've got in my life that's left leaning. Yeah. I just use politics as an example because that's such a hot, like a hot button with people. And people assume that because I'm, you know, right leaning, that I have nobody in my life that votes left.
Yeah.
And they think that I just am so like blinders on all the time with it. And social media, especially since 2020, it has given average, ain't shit, everyday people this entitled ass attitude that they are special and extraordinary. And if everybody was special, then nobody would be special.
Yeah, I don't like the way you said that, but I agree with it. And
but,
I,
like, do you get what I'm saying?
I know what
like,
you
I
mean.
Everybody,
like,
I
get, I get it. Like, my thing is, I do think everybody is special. I think that you, and I know that you feel the same way I feel about this because we've talked about it before. I think you just kind of worded it in a mean way, which I'm kind of proud of you for doing, by the way. Like it, like you worded it like I fucking usually would.
Uh-huh.
But it's especially TikTok and Instagram have gave people a false sense of confidence, false sense of
that's
celebrity, a mm-hmm. false sense of like, there's one way to get validation and it's from you actually being right. False validation mm-hmm. is where you perceive that you're right. And mm-hmm. there are so many people now that just perceived that they're right
mm-hmm.
to where if you're right, and this person across from you also has that false sense, they're going to perceive that they're right. Which one of you mm-hmm. is actually fucking right if you're on polar ends? That's not the way it works. It's a mm-hmm. point of view. You're allowed to have an opinion. You're allowed to have a point of view, but you cannot assume that yours is better than the next person. You're just as passionate about polar opposites of the same conversation, and mm-hmm. no one's right, no one's wrong. We've done got it to where, oh, I'm fucking right. I can voice it. I can get on the mountaintops. I can make a fucking TikTok video. Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I'm fucking right because 100 people liked my post and shared it. No, you had 100 people that fucking agreed with you out of 7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Or even you or me. We could have 10,000 people like a fucking video. In the scheme of things, 10,000 people.
Not that many people.
Is fucking so small compared to the amount of people that's actually on an app.
Even if you get 1 million views on a video, in the grand scheme of things, there are 7 billion people on this earth. That is nothing. And by the way, I can't stand these, I don't even want to call them creators, these people that downloaded an app that think that they are famous.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that shit.
It is not fame. TikTok fame is the wish version of being famous.
It's not even that.
I can't stand these people that are like, so I just had to get out of town because I couldn't stand to be seen. Like, shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah,
like,
I've cussed out a lot of people. I have belittled and cussed out a lot of people. The more I'm in Nashville, the more that I know what talent, like even with Chad last night, Chad, I don't know what he's got on. So he's been doing this shit. He's used to working TV and radio. Chad is like stand-up comedian. He's done every fucking thing. This mm-hmm. dude gets a lot of fucking acknowledgement across the board on fucking everything. And if me and him were to go out in Nashville, he's not looking for attention. He's not looking for anybody to give a fuck about him mm-hmm. or whatever. And if you've got somebody like him, our number one songwriters that we hang out with, that don't give a fuck about social media. They want to do their job. They want to go about the day. They've actually done something that makes them famous to other famous people.
Right.
If they're not doing it, then somebody with, you know, I don't care how many fucking followers you got. You can have 1 million. If you're not, mm-hmm. if you're not different, if you're not an individual, if you're not somebody who stands out and shines a different light into the world, you're nothing. Like you're just like everybody else. And there's nothing wrong with being like everybody else. But you mm-hmm. can't have a false sense of fucking celebrity because you did a trend or you mm-hmm. did something that got you a lot of views on a fucking video. This is what I tell everybody. Go start a fucking podcast. Go try to work in radio. Go try to work in television. See if you fucking stand out. If you stand out when you do that, talk to me then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you actually have to earn it that way. You have to earn it. By all means, I don't know what I've got on fucking social media because I don't really keep up with it. But there are people that have followed me off of trendy videos or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I do my shit my own way, but there's a lot of people followed me off of it. And if they don't come to the show, if they don't listen, if they don't download, if they don't subscribe to the show, I don't want them following me. Like, right. That defeats the purpose for me. And a mm-hmm. lot of people just don't fucking get that, dude. A lot of people just think that, oh, I'm special. You're special probably in some way. But don't think that you're more important than somebody who's put the fucking work, time, effort into the grind somewhere else.
Like, you have something special to offer. Like, you have different attributes to offer. But it's just social media has given people egos, like, and they've misplaced egos. And it's gross. It is so gross. And I was watching this live last night where this guy was just sitting there saying all this stuff about how I can't go anywhere without, you know, people knowing who I am. I'm like, that's disgusting. Yeah. That is gross. Like, I don't see how anybody can sit there and say those words.
Here's the thing. They know it's not true more than me and you do. They're trying to talk it into existence. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make themselves. I know that there are people that are just so fucking delusional that they actually think some of this shit. But mm-hmm. there are some people that know that I ain't shit yet. And you do have to, in a lot of different realms, fake it till you make it. You got to make yourself sound better mm-hmm. in some rooms. That's why I got to post our stats and shit. I hate that shit. I had a buddy yesterday that I love to death. She's one of my favorite fucking people in the world that I hang out with a good bit in Nashville, messaged me and said that somebody saw her on one of my shows and they heard how we were talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And they were like, how the fuck do you know him? Like, mm-hmm. he's famous. And like me and her joked about it because, like, no fuck, I'm not. Like, I'm the farthest person from ever saying some shit like that. But when other people say it, that's when you're supposed to, like, be proud of it, even though it's not mm-hmm. fucking true. You're supposed to be proud of it. You're not supposed to be saying that shit about yourself. If you're saying it about yourself, you know it's not true, and you're trying mm-hmm. to make everybody believe that it is. It's supposed to be the other way around. Other people are supposed to make you feel that way.
Yep. Like, whenever somebody asks me what I do for a living, I say social media marketing.
Yeah.
I don't say I do TikTok. I don't say anything like that because it is what I do. I market brands on social media.
Yeah.
That is what I do. It is so gross to me whenever people say, oh, I'm TikTok famous. I have heard those words come out of people's mouths. And I'm just like, how can you say that? It makes me want to throw up.
I called one a cunt not long ago. Like, I was good and blacked out now. Don't get me wrong. And this person,
you would have said that if you had had like a sip of beer.
I would have, but I was good and blacked out. I was Adderall'd up too. Yeah, I mean, I was good. I was good and hammered.
God.
And I can't remember how it even came up in conversation or whatever, but this person said that shit right in front of me. And I was like, cunt, you know that's not real. I was like,
There was one time, I'm not gonna say who it is, but I was in Nashville, and then we were at Kid Rock's bar, and Kid Rock's bar one. I know that it's like not one of those like, you know, bars.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You like to go to, but it is Kid Rock Sport. It's fun.
I've had a good time there. I've got to be with a good, every fucking bar plays the same thing on Broadway,
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
It's literally called the Broadway set list.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I haven't been to Nashville in probably like a year and some months. But anyway, so this was probably like, God, like almost 2 years ago that I went there with this person, and they literally, we were waiting in line to get in the Kid Rock. And then this person goes, hold on, wait a minute. And they take us up to the security guard. They say, can we go inside just real quick and cut the line? And the security guard goes, I'm sorry, you got to get in line. And she goes, do you know who I am? I was like, you know what? I got to go. I'm not going to be seen with somebody who says, do you know who I am? I'm not going to do that. I'm done.
I got a better one for you. It was last year. No, it was the year before last with the CMAs. We're in town. I've got a certain group of folks that I hang out with. I'm not going to name drop that are very big, well-known songwriters. Everybody fucking loves them. Mm-hmm. They love me because I do shit my way. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not... When I could have every single day on this show a fucking 100,000 plus up and coming artist that thinks they're a fucking TikTok star or Instagram star or whatever like that shit, right? And I don't do that because I don't believe them as an artist. Mm-hmm. I don't like their music. I'm not going to.
Do you feel like TikTok stars are like the, or TikTok music artists are like the easy way out? Like
I don't think it's
like, or like the easy way to get recognized. Like they're not like working as hard.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that the people haven't grinded and play smoky bars and play the places they didn't want to play and go play a 4-hour set like most of my friends have had to do for fucking $300. Like they haven't had to do that. Now, right. What I've came to learn, and I've kind of changed my opinion on this a little bit over the years, is if you're talented, you can skip some of that stuff, some of that grind, if you're so talented that you get noticed because of that. I got a buddy,
Bailey Zimmerman. He exploded. He said he never sang before until he got on TikTok.
Yeah, I know the first writers round that he played in Nashville. We've talked about on the show with the guy who hosted it, and Bailey was very took back and everything. And he's somebody that I'm still not the biggest fan of. But he's nice as hell. I've been around him at a golf tournament. He seems to like he does shit the right way. His music isn't geared towards somebody like me.
No, it's not.
So like, it's I respect the dude. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be bumping Bailey Zimmerman all fucking day. But he seems to have done it the right way and took advantage of everything that he was given a chance to take advantage of.
Right.
So like these TikTok people, if you can get around doing some of that stuff, then hell yeah, do it. I don't think there's longevity in it unless you're just so uber fucking talented. Like I've brought them up so many times on the show. I'm not the best of friends with either one of them, but I know them, Priscilla Block and Trey Lewis. I knew them before, like either one of them blew up on social media. I've had a chance to be around them and hang out with them and stuff. And both of them would have eventually been noticed. Both of them, because they have the talent to back it up. Mm-hmm. TikTok sped up that process to where it happened sooner than later. But there's a lot of artists on there right now that literally, like, they're fucking, there's a guy, dude. I'm not going to say his fucking name. I ended up unfollowing him off of everything because it was so bad. He has a song. It kind of trended. It's catchy. But then like somebody invited him to play a writer's round in Nashville, and I just happened to be in town, and I had talked to this guy or whatever, like on social media, and I heard him in person, and I was like, God damn, like this guy is, he auto-tuned the fuck out of it to where I can't sing to save my life.
Is like, he still trending?
No. I'll send you his thing when we get done. The song is catchy. Song is catchy, but him in person is so bad that you could never, even if TikTok has made it to where it has took away one of the things from the record labels it's very hard to do, and that is creating a fan base and marketing yourself. TikTok is already, like, if you have a big following on there, I understand why these artists are getting signed. I don't like it. But I understand because there's already a market for you. You've created your market before you ever even have a deal to where it used to be reverse.
Right.
And like, but if the talent's not there, you can't fucking do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. And TikTok just has a way of putting people out there, but then you never hear from them again. There's been a couple of people that I could think of that you're like, oh, this person's going to blow the fuck up.
Right.
And then they don't. But also, mm-hmm. you can go, and this is the only example I'll ever give any of you fuckers listening. Brett fucking Cherokee is one of my all-time favorite artists, and I've only known about him for the past year and a half. Brett Cherokee is fucking amazing. If you go look at his TikTok right now, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing. But everybody in Nashville, everybody's like, this guy's the next fucking guy. Like, this mm-hmm. guy's fucking amazing. And these people on TikTok just don't give a fuck because he's not flashy. He's not right. He's not whatever. And it's stupid. It's really fucked people's minds up about what they're doing and like how they should be doing it. Like you got to grind. I appreciate mm-hmm. the people that are using the cheat code. If you're talented. Yeah. If you're fucking talented.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've been doing this I've been on the app for 4 years in April. And I've been doing like just like brand marketing and all that stuff for about, I don't know, like 3 years.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm still able to do this, and live off of it and not just like have it be like a side job, like people don't realize how much of a grind it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to constantly, like, not only do you have to find a way to stay, like, keep sane, first of all, you have to stay relatable and you have to stay entertaining to people, all while, like, letting people know, like, hey, look, like, I still have to have a private life.
Yeah.
But letting people in just enough. Like, there's that fine line.
Well, I think one of the first episodes me and you ever did, I told you then. That the only way this app or any app or any social media platform is life-changing for you is not if you get big on the app, but it's what the app can do to the rest of your life. And like mm-hmm. with you, you've turned it into where you're a whole marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're your own fucking marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
People that take advantage of the tools they've been given are the ones that succeed. Yep. And yep. a lot of people are like, there are some folks that just want to sit there and they want to, and I'm not knocking any of you assholes. If that's what you do, if you got enough free time, then fucking do it. There's a lot of people just want to make money battling fucking people all day.
I'm going to say right now, I think that is the most disgusting thing in the entire world.
I think it's
not
stupid.
The entire world. Not the entire world. I think that's dramatic as hell, but I think that that's gross. I think it's really gross. And I was having this conversation with a girlfriend last night. I don't think that that's right to sit there and be like, okay, yeah, you know, that's taking advantage of people. That's taking people's. That's,
yeah, I
that's,
don't think it's I not. Mean, it's not taking advantage.
There's a couple of men that will sit there and flirt with these women online and make them feel a certain way, and like they'll flirt with them and I promise you, it's these women that are vulnerable. And
you're going down a rocky road right now.
I know, but I've scrolled through the FYP and it's these two men that constantly are on my FYP that I don't follow them.
Yeah.
But they'll show up and then I'm just like, I'll sit there and watch them. I'm like, this is what they do all day long. They're like, okay, baby girl, come on, just one more. I'm like, my God.
What's a waitress do when she wears a low cut shirt?
Oh no, I know for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Standard.
Like, is
yes,
I
don't agree with that either.
Yeah, but I'm saying like
I don't agree with that either.
I know you don't, but like with the, and I don't like the people fucking doing it, but I don't think they're taking advantage of anybody. I think it's lazy as fuck. I think that if that's what you want to do and you don't want to progress and try to build what you're doing into something else, I think it's fucking lazy and I think it's stupid. But
and they're not helping anybody but themselves.
Yeah, but nobody's holding a gun to those people's head. If they got the money to send.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
I think it's lazy and they're not helping anybody but themselves. And when I started being able to market and promote companies, I always wanted to help small boutiques.
Yeah.
And I work with a handful of boutiques right now that I've been able to help build their companies up to a certain point and build relationships with them. And that's what I've always wanted to do. And now I'm able to stay home with my son and not have to worry about, okay, well, I've got this much money till this paycheck. And the thing is, like, people think that I make like first of all, it's nobody's damn business how much I make. First and foremost,
it doesn't fucking matter.
It don't matter. But people think that I make a shit ton of money.
First of all, you don't have to explain it. All right.
No, I know. Yeah. But the whole goal was to be able to stay home with my son while he was still young, because I don't know how long this is going to last.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think I told your dumbass this a long time ago, too. I think you have the capability of turning this into something else. You've already turned it into marketing. So who cares? Like, if this shit goes out tomorrow, they're still going to need people. Like, you're getting a fucking college education right now in marketing. Mm-hmm. You'll have more experience in what works and what doesn't by the time this shit's all said and done, to where somebody who actually went to college, that took out student loans, that paid fucking hella money.
I did all of that.
Well, that's what
I'm not even using my degree. I got a 4-year Bachelor of Science in Communications with a focus in Media Studies.
That sounds fucking stupid.
It's gross.
Yeah, it is. It sounds very fucking stupid. To where people like you, it's on job training.
Mm-hmm.
You could apply for fucking any big marketing company in Atlanta right now, and I will guarantee you, somebody would be like, fuck yeah, let's hire her right now. To where there's some people, if you're sitting there and you're doing the battles, or you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing all day, or making an ass out of yourself. Don't get me wrong, I like to do funny shit sometimes if I think it's funny. But like, I'm not out to make an ass out of myself. I'm not out to fucking just be the butt of your jokes. Like, there's people that I've worked with in radio, competing fucking dickheads back in the day, that they don't know the difference in that. They think they have to make an ass out of themselves to get attention. One guy that I've had on the show that I had to really talk to him and kind of get to know him while we did the show, was Catfish Cooley, a guy who used to be real big on everything. I think he's kind of faded a little bit now.
But I never heard of him.
Yeah, he was, I mean, fucking YouTube. This is like 10 years ago. I mean, he's been relevant in the past 5 years, but I think the way things are going now, him and Ginger Billy kind of hit at the same time, if I recall right. But Ginger Billy's a fucking genius. Adam is still going strong. Yeah,
Ginger Billy's one of those that took TikTok, social media, started out just doing it as a hobby back in 2020, and everybody did it.
Ginger Billy's been doing shit for fucking since 2015.
Well, no, but like, he got on like social media and he became even more well known, and he took advantage of social media
I'm pretty sure he was back in the fucking early days of YouTube doing shit. But like Catfish, I used to think the stuff that he posted and stuff with him eating fucking the hottest shit imaginable or doing crazy shit, like Jackass type of shit, I was like, what the fuck? Like, like, why would you want to be known for this? Until You talk to the guy and you realize how fucking smart he is. And
it's entertainment.
And he realized, hey, a fucking 1-minute video could be the equivalent of me working a 40-hour work week.
Yep.
Why the fuck wouldn't you make an ass out of yourself for fucking a minute? And with me, I'll do stuff certain times, but I'm not really big on the making the ass out of myself anymore. I want you to like me because of my opinions. I want you to sit here and listen to me because you trust my opinions or trust my outlook on life. And making an ass out of your day every day, it just ain't what the fuck's going to happen. Like, it's never going to work for you. And there's just some people that get it, dude. There's some people that don't. You've got it. And I think the majority of people that keep up with you that actually know you understand that you've got it, to where there's a lot of assholes that have no idea who you are. I thought you were stupid.
They just don't. I know you did.
I thought you were a dumbass for a little while. But also, too, I have to be more careful about this the older I get. I'm not a sensitive person. Except every once in a while, like, something sensitive will happen to me. I'm a crybaby bitch. But I can't help that. I'll also punch you in your fucking face without thinking twice. So it's like, I'm really fucked up mentally. But like, you were so soft for a little while, and I didn't think about it from your perspective of how everybody's constantly giving you shit at that point in time.
Yeah.
To where you're not really a soft bitch. It was more like,
there was a lot going on.
There was
on.
a lot. And when it's every day, all day, all this type of shit,
yeah.
And then you got the people that you actually think care about you and that are your friends doing it too. See, I'm big on my friends. Me and fucking American Idol himself, Will Mosley.
I love him. He's just a down-home good old boy.
He's my boy. We literally were talking, I guess, whatever night he opened up for Zach Top like 2 weeks ago and for Josh Terry Honky Tonk Nights. And I was talking shit to him about being on American Idol, like mad shit. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, dude, you know it's always your fucking friends. It's always your friends that humble you, but also at the same time, they're literally proud of you and saying it, but they're saying it in a fucked up way. Like me calling him Mr. Hollywood, and he was going to be too big to talk to me soon or whatever. Like, some people get it, and some people don't, but you can't be mad at the friends that don't if they're constantly receiving bullshit all day, every day. And that's why I was like, she's a soft bitch. I don't have nothing to do with her. And then he came back around. I was like, oh, she's not that soft.
Yeah, there was, I mean, because there was a time period back in 21 where it was like 2-3 months where it was every single day where there was videos, multiple videos a day, it wasn't just like making fun of me saying like, oh my gosh, she's so annoying, where it was really, really, really bad.
Yes,
to the
ma'am.
Point where I was just like, I don't want to be here. Yeah. I don't want to be here. And, you know, just people questioning me and not questioning me, just like saying how bad of a mother I am, saying this, that, and the other. And my son deserved to be with, so-and-so and this, that, and the other. And saying my parents should be ashamed. My mother should have done this to me. And like just taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, to where it's like, to the point where if somebody, it's like that analogy of like, if you hug me, then I'll just start crying.
Oh yeah.
You know, but it's like, it's not that I was soft back then because like I was new to all of this.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like now it's like, if somebody comments something mean to me, I'm just like, that's all you got. That's well, it. Oh my God. That's
yeah. You kind of got to appreciate it.
Right. I'm just you're still talking about me. Oh my
God.
Yeah. Like I'm on your brain. Yeah, that bother you that bad that you're still talking about me.
Yeah, the
and
more,
I'm just out here living, and I'm just out here providing for my son, but I bother you.
Yeah, the more they hate or the more somebody's ugly to me. We had these girls or this girl on the show probably about a month ago now. Yeah, I think it was right before I went to Nashville last time. RZA. And this bitch is caught hell all over the internet, but I found her somehow because she doesn't believe in vaccination like for kids and shit, but it's also like for dogs and stuff too. And
oh yeah, Riz.
Yeah, Riz, whatever. I can't ever say her name right. And like I asked her to do the show because it's a different walk of life. Like I wanted just to acknowledge and try to have a better understanding of her beliefs, whether I agree with them or not. And after we posted that episode, there were people that disliked her so fucking much that like our rating went from like a 5.0 five stars on Apple and everything to like a 4.7.
Really hate her. Not people. I'm sorry. Yeah. Here's the thing about it is like the people that dislike creators, it is such a small
stop
group.
Calling them fucking creators. I hate that.
What do you want me to call them?
Call them fucking people on an app. Don't call them creators because everyone in the world is a fucking creator.
Okay, Joshua. I will call them what I want to call them and you call them what you want to call them. Okay.
You go right
Thank
ahead.
You. So, but the people that don't like people, you know what? Fuck you. People that don't like creators. it's such a small like group, but they're loud. And it feels like they're so much bigger than they actually are.
Yeah.
But that group that don't like Riz, they're something else.
Yeah,
I've seen it, and my God, they're brutal.
Yeah,
they're bad. You think my people that don't like me are bad?
Yeah,
like I don't. And I've told her so many times, I'm like, stop giving them attention. Stop making passive aggressive videos about them. They will eventually die off. It'll get quieter. It will. They won't completely go away. Mine are still there, but it'll get quiet. It will.
Yeah, you have to just either fucking ignore them 100% or you have to go to fucking war. Like, there's you can't,
one or the other.
You can't teeter tot. The people, when they started messaging me about that episode, I paid attention for a day or two. And then, like, the head bitch or whoever it would have been that was like, obviously,
the head bitch.
Yeah, whoever it was, and that's what they were. They were just one of them.
There's always one.
Yeah, there's one. And it's obvious that they have multiple accounts because even the spelling, the grammar, the fucking same, punctuation is fucking same and it's under a different account. Like, oh, you think another account that has no face, that has zero across the board, you think that's going to bother me? Bitch.
Right.
Casper got more fucking followers than that ghost. Like, leave me the fuck alone with that bullshit. Now, I messaged one of them and was like, hey, you can come do my show. I'll have you on the show. But you have to show your face.
They won't do it.
And they were like, I don't think that's fair. I was like, why don't you think that's fair when she did? And they
that's
were like,
literally the most fairest thing in the entire world. You're like, giving them the exact same platform that you gave her.
Yeah. I would give the same. And here's the thing. I told her the same thing I would tell you. If there was somebody that blows up whatever clickbait I put out there of me and you, and they're just talking about what a horrible human being that you are, and they've got all these receipts and all this kind of stuff, I'd be like, do the show.
Yes.
Do the show. Because it's not my job to tell anybody listening if you're right or wrong. It's my job for us to have a conversation and to just put us out into the fucking world. If somebody dislikes you that much or they think you're just that bad, of course I want to have them on the fucking show to where people can hear the other side of the argument. But it's funny how there's been one instance ever, fucking ever, and we're like on episode 510 now in 3-something years. Mm-hmm. We had a dude on our show, the A-Hood guy, and it was a guy that would go to like 7-Eleven, and he all are, A-Hood, we had to 7-Eleven, or whatever the fuck it was. Dude had like a couple million followers at one point in time. But I did a show with him, and I already was kind of like weird doing the show with him because I didn't think he was a bad guy at the time, but he wasn't my speed. Like, he asked for money to do the show. Like, and I was like, I don't pay fucking nobody. I was like, you don't realize because you're just looking at my numbers, but like, motherfucker, I got awards. Like, I got, like, I'm not a social media personality. I am a media personality. You just don't know the fucking difference in it. And so I've gave you to get you to come down here. Yeah, I'll give like people if you actually come to the studio.
Or you've taken
now.
Me out to lunch or something like that. Yeah.
I'll do something nice to the people that come down here and go out of their way because I feel like that's what you're supposed to do. But I'm not paying you to fucking do the show. And as soon as we posted it, I'm talking about fucking within a day or two, there were people blowing me up about his domestic violence charges. And I was like, I don't know shit about it. He didn't tell me about it. It ain't nowhere.
Well, why would he?
It's not anywhere on social media that I've seen. And this woman was like, look, I'm the one. Here's the stuff. I'll send you everything. I think you need to pull the episode down. And I was like, look, I'll do you one better. If all this is true, this is real, I will do an episode with you. You can talk about everything to where it's more than me just posting screenshots. We'll post those too, but like, this is what we'll do. And this is fucking, God, I hope she still has it on her phone if this ever comes back up in my life. But I don't even think this dude has social media anymore. I think he got into so much trouble with domestic violence that it's all gone now, but I'm not sure. But he, I posted it. He called me. And he was like, hey, man, I'd appreciate if you take all this stuff down with her. And I was like, I can't do that, dude. I was like, I cannot do it. And he was like, well man, he just kept stuttering. He was like, it just looks fucked up. He's like, I did your show as a favor. And I remember him saying
that. As a favor?
Yeah, and I was like, first off, bud, you ain't doing me no fucking favors. I could spend 24 hours sending out a generic email and inviting people on the show and giving my fucking credentials, and I'll get people that's 10 times bigger than you. Like, it's, you didn't do me a fucking favor. You just don't
know
me.
That's gross.
And he was like, well, and I was like, well, why don't you tell me? I'll do another episode with you if you tell me what really happens, what really happened. And he was like, man, I don't think I need to do that right now. But he's like, I'll tell you what really happened so you know. And he's like, please don't record this. Well, I'm not a fucking idiot. I recorded it, him saying it.
Just
in case it ever came
just for funsies, whatever.
Like, I recorded it. And anyways, that way, if it ever came up that he wants to say I was lying or whatever, like, I've got it. I don't know if I still got it now because this is, like, literally 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. But that's the only time a person that I've offered for you to have a rebuttal argument, a rebuttal show, to go against somebody. And the only reason why that person accepted it was because they were actually telling the truth. Their truth was the fucking truth. Mm-hmm. And usually everybody else, it's not the truth. Or if it's the truth,
feelings they have about that.
Yeah,
person.
That's all it is. It's just fucking their perspective.
Personal
on the
opinions.
Yeah. That don't fly with me.
Right. Like, there's, I mean, have I posted shit in the past that is probably bad timing? Or not probably, but yeah, bad timing. Yes, absolutely. Have I posted shit that I should not? Yeah, of course. You know,
but who hasn't?
Correct. That's the thing. Who hasn't, first of all? And then all these people want to sit there and say, oh, you shouldn't work with her. You shouldn't do this. Okay.
Stupid,
well,
ass voice.
You love it. Like,
no, I don't.
It's no, I keep doing it. You shouldn't have said you didn't like it. You shouldn't have said it. But it's just, and they never will. The people that, you know, say that they've got receipts, if you reach out to them saying, well, you know, come on the show, show your face, they never will.
They won't. They're scared. Like,
they're scared as all get out.
Yeah, they don't realize what it's like for when you or anybody else decides to put your real feelings or your opinions out there. Like, you
because
know,
they would not be able to handle the critique and the hate and the life that we lead. Like, they would never be able to handle. They wouldn't be able to because they're softies.
Well, it's just, it takes time. Like, I've told you and any girl or any man that I've had the pleasure of working with since we started doing this, I learned all this shit fucking back in 2016 and 17. I already learned. I always feel like the fucking grandpa when I'm talking to y'all about it. And it's where, like, I know I'll never be the most successful person when it comes to social media. I don't want to be. Like, I want to be good in my realm. I want to be content. I want to have the money that I want to have. But I don't need to be your best fucking friend. I don't need to fucking appease everybody. I need to make me happy. And if I'm happy, then that trickles down to my daughter. It trickles down to my friends. That's all I need to do. I'm not worried about any of the rest of y'all's fucking happiness. I want y'all to be happy, but I want you to find your own happiness. Don't be looking for happiness in me for yourself. And it's a hard lesson to learn.
It is.
And it's good to see, like, you and some other people are finally fucking getting it. Like,
it's trial and error.
It's so much peace. Like, it's not that you don't give a fuck. You just learned what to give a fuck about.
That's it. And it truly is trial and error. And I was talking to a girlfriend about this the other day. And I have people that hit me up asking, you know, how did, what should I do? And asking for advice on what to do to make it in social media and da da da. I'm like, well, unfortunately, like, if you're wanting to make it in social media, the time to have made it, it was, you know, it's so saturated now that it is really hard that unless, like, you're an artist, like, it is really hard to kind of be like a like to market brands and to, unless you started like back in 2020, because it is so saturated right now. But it has been such a trial and error with the last 4 years, and I overshared so much to the point where, like, I will get likes on old videos that I'm just like, oh my God, I forgot that I made that video. And this is my seventh account. And so I've got even older videos on accounts that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, this account is like 2 years old, I think. Yeah. Two, three years old, I think. And I will go back to those videos and I will immediately hide them because I'm like, I don't recognize that girl anymore. I do not like that video. It is gross. Like, but I just, you just learn by trial and error, and you really have to learn what to put your energy into.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
you're definitely more my speed now. When you first did the show,
I cared way too much.
Yeah, you just gotta let them fucking tits hang, girl. You gotta drop sack
let
on
it,
everybody.
You gotta let them flop.
Gotta let them flop. For those who don't know, Brianna lets her tits flop every once in a while.
I don't shimmy them.
You don't
flop
shimmy.
Them.
She flops them. It's a sight to see. It's funny. You know what we were talking about? Me and my buddy Walker. You remember Walker?
Is that the one?
Looks
Oh
like
God,
Ned Betty. And
I just loved him. I loved him
yeah.
so much.
We were talking about
that was the best weekend I think of my entire life.
Well,
Besides
no
the weekend
shit.
that my Beside the weekend that my son was born,
Yeah.
that was the best weekend of my entire life.
If y'all are wondering why she's saying that, she stayed with me all weekend.
I went dead ass, dude. I went down there on what, Thursday?
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, like you stayed till like fucking Monday.
Yeah, because I think it was Thursday. I dropped Landon off at school, and then I went to the gym, and then I was like, well, I'll just head down because the event was on Friday. We had to
Yeah.
leave early Friday. And then I was like, well, fuck it. We'll just make a whole weekend of it. And so
Yeah.
I just stayed till Monday morning.
Yeah. But we were laughing about like all of us being on the side stage and running out of beer and Walker having that that cream moonshine. And he kept saying, "You want my cream slut or whore," whatever it was.
He kept calling everybody a whore.
Yeah.
He goes, "You damn whore."
God, he's fucking funny to me.
I love him. He's just the man that you just bring to any event, and he could not know a damn soul.
No,
but
he's not.
He will be your best friend by the end of the night. No, within 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, Walker don't meet a stranger.
God, I love him. He's just a
I'm
good old boy.
I don't know how much pussy he gets now, but
not, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like I
what?
Okay, with Walker, I'll assume this, and men like Walker. It's either he gets so much ass, or literally he's got fucking calluses on his hands. Like, there's no in between with that personality. I'm gonna lean towards a lot of ass, but there's this. I don't know.
I would say he is. I don't know. I feel like he's stuck in that frat boy era.
Yeah.
He really is. Like, he's just that funny guy that you're just like, where's Walker? Where's, oh, no, we got to find Walker. Like, he's not that guy that I'm like, I want to flop my tits out for.
I mean, like I'm saying, like, not everybody can be me. Like, I can be that funny guy, but I've got other ways. I think I'm not smooth whatsoever. Like, whatsoever. But, you know, I could see somebody being like, damn. I really want to flop a titty out at this guy right now. Right?
You know, at the end of the day, you just want to be with somebody who makes you laugh and makes you want to flop a titty out.
You know what we're going to call this episode?
Tell me.
Flopping titties.
Laughing and flopping titty.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to call it flopping titties. Flopping titty
titties.
Out. Flopping titty
flopping,
out. They're going to.
Flopping titty out.
You know what, though? Because you got such.
My mom is going to see this.
Your mom knows I'm a piece of shit.
My mom always says, she goes, I like Josh, but he, that mouth.
If it wasn't your mom that said that, I would say something funny.
I know. God. not old Denise.
They're sweet. They're sweet. They're nice people. I like them.
Know.
I think that's good for today. I got a lot of shit to do, but you need to come do some shit with us, and you got to let me know next time you don't got Landon. And you have to come hang out with all of us, me and Shelby
I know,
and
I need
Walker and
to.
Will and everybody.
I know. I need a weekend. I
Yeah.
need some me time.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, you got to keep them things put up, girl. Like
I can't.
I mean, we both know you ain't gonna want to. Like, but you got to. You can't. Yeah, I get it. You can't help yourself. I mean,
these things have not flopped. It says, God knows.
You better stop trying to do math. Your eyes are crossing.
It's let's just say it has, it's been not this year that they have flopped. they have not flopped this year. Okay.
God damn. You're fucking stupid. Anywho.
I'm funny. Stupid, but funny.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But anyway, yeah, we'll all get together soon and I'll hang out. Well, even though they fucking know it, go ahead and drop your social medias and let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. It's _ it's Brianna M on all socials.
Don't huff because I'm getting off FaceTime with you. Y'all should see her. This bitch is flustered right now. I can see her face. She's blushing. Yeah, she a little.
Because I'm trying to do the math of when the last time I flopped a titty.
That's why she's getting flustered.
Of when somebody saw a flopped titty.
I'm so glad I didn't wear like a, you know, a button up or like some short shorts.
Boy, shut up.
You really would. You'd be like, God damn, like I'm gonna have to take a cold shower after this. He done talked about flopping titties and all this other stuff. Well, I
hate
it.
Everything.
I get it.
You're so dumb. Shut up.
I'm not the one blushing. You look like a fucking jackass eating briars right now.
That's the thing. I blush so easy.
Yeah.
So easy. Whenever I start thinking about something that has anything having to do with flopping titties, I just start blushing. Boy. I don't know why.
All right, but we're gonna get off here before Brianna reaches for the rose. So
I need to charge that sucker, by the way.
I bet you do. I bet that bitch has got a fucking 6-cylinder by now.
Two of my four are just done.
Two of four?
Yes.
Why do you have four in the first place?
I have first of all, no, I'm not saying what I got because I don't want my mom to know.
Mom,
let's end it on that.
Mom, I'm just letting you know. She's not going to tell you what they are. But just know,
I have four.
She has four. I'm so glad I'm a dude and I just have a fucking hand. Like, I'm so fucking glad. Anyway. All right. Well, while you charge your battery-operated boyfriends, I'm going to go edit this episode. So I appreciate you hanging out with me for a little while. And, you know, good luck on flopping them titties. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I hope each and every one of y'all that's listening to the show have a great rest of the day. I love y'all, and I will see y'all soon.